Returning to Canberra, where a local theatre company focused on cultural change is seeking to bring people from underserved communities together to create art. The mission of Rebus Theatre is amplifying the voices of marginalised communities by co-creating productions to tell their stories. 1RPH's Sarah Guys spoke with Lucian Simon, the artistic director of Rebus Theatre in Canberra, about a recent project with the homeless community in Cairns.
Do you see this sort of theatre as a method for cultural change? Is it about the artists telling the stories, or is it about the stories the communities want to express?
It's a conversation. So, for example, the work that we're creating with the homeless community was developed from interviews with people who experience homelessness and housing insecurity. And those interviews have now become the basis of a script. So there's a verbatim aspect, which is that some of the words are directly part of the script, but there's also a fictionalising of that project, of that process as well. And then we'll go back and bring some of those people who've experienced housing insecurity into the project as actors, working with professional actors. So there's a real conversation. They're invested in the story. They're invested in the need to share that with the community and to share the truth about what it is to be homeless and what it is to have experienced that. And I have experienced that. I'm an artist. I think most artists have experienced housing insecurity and financial crisis. So we have lived experience that we can share. Theirs is far more intense than what I experienced. But what I experienced working with them is that they have a level of beauty that is quite extraordinary, and that comes from suffering and overcoming suffering. There is something about what happens when you overcome suffering that the soul kind of, if we accept that there's something indefinable within us, starts to become more present. And so what we want to do with this show is bring the audience into a space where they stop turning away, not from homeless people as pariahs or ugly people, but turning away so that they can see the beauty. And so that, for us all, becomes a healing experience, not just for the people who have experienced homelessness, but for the society as a whole, so that we can work together to bring about social change, as in housing for all, but that cultural change, which is that seeing people as people who are homeless as worthy citizens of society, is the first thing that needs to happen.
How do you decide whose story to tell and who to collaborate with?
It's a feeling.
This is a very artist answer, isn't it?
So it's a response to place. So that came about because I was in Cairns. I'd moved to Cairns to be the festival director of Cairns Festival. And that was working for the council. It was my first local government job. So I was like, you know, I had a proper paying job and I was working for the government. And, you know, so I thought getting a house would be easy, right? But it was almost impossible. And that experience was shared by anyone moving into that area. And then I explored and looked in deeper into it and found there are many reasons why there's a housing shortage in Cairns. And then when you break it down, there's a housing shortage in Australia. And then I was just at the Australian Performing Arts Market talking to festivals overseas about this project, and there's a housing shortage overseas. Something is happening in the world at the moment. We call it the cost of living crisis, but it's deeper than that. And we as a community need to address that, because society's not. Society is making this crisis.
And you can hear that full interview with Lucian Simon by Sarah Guys on the 1RPH website.